Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday Set. We are back for another week on the tools. We've got Bendigo. We've got Raw Randwick Championships Day 2. Plenty in front of us. King Zone fired up as always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm really fired up for Saturday. Day 1 was good, but Day 2 is going to be even better.
You got any sort of Aliana Vinrock 2 kind
we'll
of
get
action?
To that. Some good we'll bets? Get to okay. that. Just calm. We'll get there.
Viz, am I too fired up?
Oh, no. I'm fired up for this weekend's racing. It looks fantastic.
Excellent. Let's get into it. Let's go down to Bendigo and we're going to go to the Guineas first up. So, this is for the three-year-olds. A couple of horses here in particular, Wonderboy and Dollar. They kind of tried to make it a group one level for the three-year-olds. Couldn't quite do it. They come back in great and they get their big chance on Saturday. What did you make of it all, King Zone?
I've got a couple of bets in this race, which I'm excited about. Just starting with a favourite, Wonderboy, drawn out there in Barrier 9. I think he's going to have to go back, Jamie, on Wonderboy. And I'm just a bit worried about that barrier and the position where he's got the sectionals to get over the top of him. Mm-hmm. Not completely against Wonderboy, but I just thought it was a bit short in the market. My two bets in the race are in Dollar.
Yep.
Drawn perfectly in 4 for Luke Curry, coming off 2 1600-metre runs. Back to 1,400 metres here. And what I like about Indola, got this 2 1600-metre runs in the legs and sprints very well over 1,400, better than 1,600. So I think just really ready to peak. I think 480 is a good price there. That's it. So I think I said I have two bets, but that's in the next race, which I like as well. So just one bet there for me.
That's a nice price. Fizzer, what did you make of this one, mate?
I'm with Kings. Indola, top pick for me.
I've
also backed it. But, the let up over six let up last time out over for 4 weeks and then 1,600 probably didn't suit. I think this horse is more of a 1,400-metre horse. So like Kings, I thought this was a better assignment for this horse. Hopefully it doesn't get too far back from that good gate. Wonder Boy hit the line beautifully in Sydney behind Lazura, which is a good form race, but not sure. Barrier 9, I think unders at the 370. And Rue de Royale was my third pick, number 9, but just having one bet and dollar.
Thank you, sir. Let's move to Bendigo Race 9, the Golden Mile. I'm going to have a look at Enzudo, one of your horses, Fizzy. You tipped in the Saturday set a couple of weeks back.
Been very good to me, this horse.
Here, let's just watch the replay of it winning at Flemington. Why don't you talk to us about it, Fizz?
Well, this day it had a very nice barrier draw once again, which has had its last few. It kept its picket fence intact.
Yep.
Look, I'm impressed with this horse. I think it's a great horse. It's a winning horse. It likes winning and it hits the line. Mm-hmm. It's drawn the widest gate, I think, this weekend, which does prove quite difficult for any horse. But there's plenty of speed in this race and I thought still it was the horse to beat, going for 5 on the trot. Yep. Curry's going to have to ride it a treat. I did have number 13 second pick. It was not as good a bet Enzudo that it has been for me the weeks before.
Yep.
Rhinoceros, I had it as my second pick. Good price there at $17. Smoking Princess should be strong to the line. Inside gate, but it has no gate speed, so it's going to need a few of the breaks. And then I thought Aramco, it's a horse that puts itself on the speed.
And was in that race.
It was, and actually kicked to the line. It got overtaken and then found the line again. So
you prefer it to Holy Mans because Holy Mans was in the race as well, wasn't
it? I didn't find Holy Mans at all in this race. So my top four were those four, and I'm not actually betting in the race.
Fair enough. Kingzone?
Hi, I'm betting in the race. I thought $6 in Shooter was a pretty decent price. Gets in at 55 kilos. You can see Holy Mans is carrying 60 there. I think we're getting $6 a horse that's 1-4 on the trot.
Sure.
Looks pretty generous to me. And I think the reason why we're getting that is that barrier 16, which fits Menson. But I don't mind wider barriers at Bendigo. I find that they do pretty well. That big, nice, spacious big track, yep. they can come down the middle there. It often plays pretty fair there at Bendigo. So I don't mind that. Has really got the sectional figures to make up if Luke Curry has to sort of go back a little bit. Because he settled sort of about 4th, 5th, 6th. May have to go back a little bit. But I think he's got the sectional figures to overcome that as well. The other horse that I'm backing in the race is number 7, Lady Jones, who won on this day last year in the Golden Bracelet. Third up here. Been pretty unlucky. Big run last time at the Valley, just completely unsuited. Mm-hmm. Third up, I reckon Stephen Brown will have the lady peaking and set for this race, just going by what happened last year on this day as well. I reckon $14 is a big, big price about the lady. So those are my two bets.
Thank you, sir. Don't forget, AI is free this weekend because of our partnership with racing.com. Free on Victorian meetings. You can access that wolfden.win or the Wolfden app as well. Make the most of it. Let's move to the big day at Royal Randwick, and we're going to look at the four Group 1s from there, four feature races. Let's kick off with the Australian Oaks, obviously 2,400 metres, the fillies and the mares. It's the treasure of the moment party, but Waller's got a bit to say about that. So we're going to look at the New Zealand Oaks here. We've got Like a Lucy coming up the fence in the Aussie Kerr colours, the green with the, what do you call it, sort of cream polka dots. You've also got Dubai Gold there pushing out Like a Lucy to the line. So this is over in New Zealand. I thought we'd just have a look at this to familiarise ourselves with the form, because those first two across the line play a big part in the market outside of Treasure Moon. Of course, you've got Belle Dattel there as well, who won the Adrian Knox. And if anyone can get a horse to peak at the right time, it is Chris Waller. Can anyone upset the Treasure the Moment benefit party?
Yeah. Well, they can. Yeah, absolutely. It's a really interesting race because there's just no pace on paper here at all. Treasure the Moment, Barrier 2, is the horse that I have leading on my map. I don't know if Damien Lane wants to lead. What do you reckon, Fitz? Does Damien go to the front, or what happens to you?
I couldn't believe the lack of pace in the race and the maps I was looking at both had him leading as well. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see whether he takes it up.
She's a freak, though, Treasure of the Moment. 10 runs, 8 wins. Mm. The only time she's got beaten was over 12 and 1,300, where she wasn't really suited. What worries me here is that tempo. So you're going to 2,400 metres in a race with no speed. Often races that are run extremely slowly can have surprise results. Like a Lucy coming over, as you mentioned, from New Zealand, James McDonald, Chris Waller. I heard Chris Waller on his podcast. He seemed a little bit concerned that Like a Lucy had been up for quite a while. But
even you listen to that now, do you? It's a good show, isn't it? It's good
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it was good. I was on the radio. I was on SEN on the way in here.
Yeah, right.
But he seemed a little bit concerned about that. Like a Lucy, from a ratings perspective, is only 1 point behind Treasure the Moment, so she goes good. The other horse that goes good in the race is Belle Dattel. Just keeps on improving. And Belle Dattel can sprint off the last start figures just as well as Treasure the Moment has ever really done. Belle Dattel's got a really good sprint and keeps improving. I think for me, the bet in the race is Belle Dattel to run a place.
Sure.
I think Treasure of the Moment will win, but I think Treasure of the Moment will drift. And if she got beat, it wouldn't surprise me. My play would be Belle Dattel to run a hole.
We were at track work on Wednesday morning watching Treasure of the Moment do her final piece of work. The track work rider said she's just completely airborne and she's come on since the Vinery.
You reckon she handled the track, the slowish sort of?
They don't think she does handle it, and they weren't happy with the state of the track for the Vinery. They were quite nervous she might get beat in those conditions. Mm. So they were very relieved when she came through it okay. And they put the fact that she had to work pretty hard to win down to the heavy conditions.
So the rail's out 3 metres on Saturday. We saw on the previous meeting, day one of the championships, the inside seemed a little bit inferior. The track, the rail was in the true, then moves out 3 metres. Track's going to be what, soft 7 or a soft 5, sorry, or good track, you reckon, Fitz?
Yeah, I think it'll be drying track. We're getting pretty good weather the next few days. It's pretty warm outside. So I can't see him being on anything worse than the better side of soft, I think.
Yeah.
Treasure of the Moment for me in this race. I'm not really that fussed about Like a Lucy. I went and watched this replays. It's sort of like wins, but it just wins just. Sure. And I just think Treasure of the Moment's got a bit more, I don't know the word, but it's more dynamic. Brilliant. As a horse.
X factor.
And, I'm a little bit with Kings. I could see Like a Lucy actually dropping out and not running in the first couple, so... for me, Treasure of the Moment's the winner, and I hope to see it do the job on Saturday.
Fantastic.
You're backing?
I will have something on
multis,
Saturday.
Multis, right? You'll have a couple.
I don't take too many. It's not in any of my multis.
Okay.
No.
Cool. Let's move on to the Sydney Cup. No one's more airborne than Alil Kantz.
Mm.
Can she keep on going?
Yeah, I wish I knew. The Vaux Rogue of 2025, Alil Kantz. This is another really interesting race because she's had a bit of a picnic in front. Yep. They haven't been running, really taking her on. Two great rides the last two by Tim Clark, especially the last one where he sat back and then just went to the front. Nothing challenged her. She just slowly increased.
But the theory is that the reason they've all been leaving her alone because they're getting ready for this, all the competitors, and now they're here. Well, and she shouldn't get it so easy out in front like she has been.
Okay, so who's going to take her on? So I had Duke de Cessa obviously possibly going forward. Arapaho can go forward. Circle of Fire and Zardozzi, but they aren't really known leaders. Duke de Cessa, we saw what the Duke did in the Caulfield Cup, but he's got a lot of weight here.
Yeah.
56.5. But my theory is Chris Waller. So Kieran Maher's got the Duke and Circle of Fire, so he may be looking to – if they let Alakans lead, she'll win easy, I think. Okay. But my theory is Kieran Maher's got two. Chris Waller's got eight horses in this race.
Wow.
My theory is that something's going to go forward and really, you know, put a spatter in the works of Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott and Tim Clark with Alakans. If that happens, you know, she's obviously very beatable. I think she will get beat. She's got 52 kilos, but there's 10 horses in this race that are carrying 50 kilos, 10 or 11 horses with 50
Spreading
kilos.
Spreading the weights is not that traumatic.
So it's just a really interesting race. If you knew how the race was going to be run, you would bet up. There's either two things are going to happen here. Either she gets, you know, what she's been doing and she dominates and probably runs the 3,200. She didn't look like she was stopping over the 2,600. She looked like she'd run 4,000 metres. So that's one scenario and she just wins. Or the other scenario is something takes her on, which I think is going to happen here, and then sort of what beats her. So,
but if she get, are you taking that if she gets on, she gets beat?
I think she'll get beat over 3,200 if something takes her on. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. And so if that happens, it's going to be a fast-run race. If it's a fast-run race, I think something down in the weights will win the race, who have been proven at fast tempos. And I went through and had a look. All I've come up with number 13, Mostly Cloudy.
Yes.
Which I thought was big each way odds. Not on the screen. It's about 50 to 1.
Yep.
Then you go to 19, Age of Sail. These are about 100 and 200 to 1. Age of Sail, the number 22, which is, you know, probably an emergency even, Mr. Waterville. So to summarise what I'm saying, I don't know.
It's pretty clear. No, it's clear.
If she gets
her own way in front, she wins.
Yeah,
you want to be on her. If she doesn't get her way in front and she gets taken on, you don't want to be on her at the price.
I don't want to be on her. I don't want to be on Duke de Cessa. I don't want to be on those horses that are going to sit sort of second, third, fourth and have a bit of weight as well. I think either she'll win or something down or a roughie down in the weights will win. Not a betting race for me.
I'm just thinking you could put your notes through ChatGPT each morning. I reckon ChatGPT would be like, I can't help you, mate.
I tell you what's not a bad play here, I reckon, is box up the bottom 10 runners.
Okay.
Because they're all rough. Yeah, I tell you why, because the top ones can miss. The top ones are all on pace. You might get a 100s beating a 50s and a 30s because they've all got no weight and they'll come down the middle. I'm going to stop talking, but geez, I've never been more excited about a race I'm not betting in.
You'll find a way to bet. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, probably.
The first thing I'll say is I will not be betting in this race. 3,200 metres isn't really my go. Alakans comes out top pick on mine, but has to go to 3,200 for the first time and no one knows whether it's going to run that extra 600 metres from last start. So Arapo was second pick. I'm not sure it gets the 3,200. And then the one that I found was River of Stars at decent odds. Waller's horse thought it could improve in this race. It's around the $18. And Zardozzi, we know it runs the 3,200 running the Melbourne Cup. So if the speed is on, it'll suit that horse.
Okay, brilliant. All right, it's time to move to the big race today, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. It's time to have a bit of fun. So I love hypotheticals. Dano doesn't mind them either.
Mm.
I texted him a couple of days ago and said, hey, mate, can you whack Winx into this year's Queen Elizabeth market and see what happens? So I've got what he wrote. I'm going to have to read it because it's just the way it has to be.
100,000 on Winx.
There's a few graphics and a little bit of vision along the way to keep us entertained. Here we go. Adding Winx into this year's Queen Elizabeth field would see me price them up as, this is to 125% market, Winx $1.20, V, Sistina $5.50, Dubai on a $14, the rest $41 and longer. At $1.20 and $5.50, I'm suggesting that Winx is 82% to 18% in a head-to-head matchup with Via Sistina, then essentially keeping a similar ratio in pricing between all other horses as the current market is to get back to 125%. I've got Dubai on a fraction shorter versus Via Sistina than the current market. Winx started at $1.12, $1.25 and $1.05 in her three Queen Elizabeth wins. In 2018, she faced Happy Clapper at $11 and Humidor at $14, who were next in the market. The spring before, Humidor had run Winx 2.4 of a length in the Cox Plate. I think you'll find this is it here. He's Humidor coming off the fence and gave her an almighty scare. This is for her third Cox Plate. Mm. Happy Clapper was coming off two-length Doncaster to win with 57 kilos, and the start before was just 0.8 of a length from Winx in the George Ryder. So let's talk about some ratings that have made Dano decide why she should be $1.20. Winx ran 115 peak rating in her 2016 Cox Plate win by 8 lengths. Her three Queen Elizabeth wins rated 113.5, 111, 109. She consistently ran to a level that is better than this year's Queen Elizabeth field, with the exception of Via Sistina's 116 rating Cox Plate win by 8 lengths. It's splitting hairs between the two Cox Plate performances, and Via Sistina rating half a point higher doesn't mean she's as good a horse as Winx was overall. But what she did on that particular day was, and that's why she deserves some respect in the theoretical market, Winx should still be long odds on because of her consistency in producing world-class performances at 2,000 metres with 8 of the 10 runs at 2,000 metres since her first Cox Plate win, landing in the 109 to 115 range and two others at 107. Via Sistina has much less depth to her rating record but does have that monster on Cox Plate day that would give the bookies some hope, and she would have to be priced with some respect to that figure. There we go.
Whoa. So, well, the monster on Cox Plate day, the 116 that Via Sistina ran, and what a great day it was, was mainly due to Pride of Jenny, you'd have to say.
Sure.
Pride of Jenny wasn't in that race. Via Sistina doesn't run a rating of 116, I wouldn't think. Did she shit in though?
She did. So, Fizz, you think that, well, this is a good talking point. So Via Sistina is $1.90 in the market, and you think people are getting a bit caught up in the comparison between Via Sistina and Winx. In your humble opinion, you don't think there's any. Winx is just light years ahead of her.
Light years is a bit too much. I wouldn't use the word light years, but I think people are getting a bit carried away with Via Sistina as a horse.
Yep.
It's a very, very good racehorse, but it's not Winx like. Yeah, it doesn't win first Winx, up. It doesn't win all the time when you're sort of not expecting it to. Winx just started. Yeah. Just when it's got on its winning roll, it was just winning and winning. It didn't matter what you put it in, it was winning. First up, 1,600, running around at 2,000 metres, just always winning.
And the way she won too.
Yeah, Via's not really smashing people, you know what I mean? Really gets in for the fight, but has to sort of work for its victories. I know we saw Winx a few times work for its victories, but it was generally, I think the last time it was pretty big was chasing Happy Clapper first up over 1,400 was the one where they never raced over 1,400 again. I think they're getting a little bit Winx-ish. People want to find a new Winx where they don't think they're ever going to get beat. And we see these horses, like $1.90 is pretty short for me this weekend, Via Sistina. Like, Dubai Honor is a world-class horse.
Let's start unpacking this race. Away you go, please.
Okay, yeah, so Dubai Honor is a world-class horse. Haggis brings these horses over. This horse has won this race.
Yep. Smashed Animo, let's not forget.
Yeah, just a very good racehorse. I know it's drawn barrier 12. I think there's good horses in this race, and I don't think $1.90 represents any sort of value. So I am against Fair in this race, but not because I don't like it and I don't think it's a winning hope. I just don't think it's a great betting proposition in this race. Barrier 1 probably does suit it a little bit, but he's going to – J-Mac, I'm thinking, will look to get off the fence as soon as he possibly can in some way, shape or form to not be on the fence. So in saying that, I think the Dubai Honor is great value. I think $7, I think it'll hit on the weekend. I think you'll see. I do think Buckaroo was a massive run, and I think it's a little bit of a forgotten horse, how good Buckaroo can be. And I think Vauban is a very good horse. And last race...
$23 Vauban.
Last race, Vauban was not suited one bit. I think Vauban will get a better run from a wide gate and have the chance to come down to the centre of the track and show what it's worth. I think Chell Wolf... I don't want to be on it at all. I didn't like its run last start. I think that it's not up to these this time in this preparation. And the one horse that I didn't get to mention was Roshan Park, which is a Japanese invader. I'm always respectful of the Japanese horses, and I'm sure that it's got a ton of ability, but can't find many replays to sort of to match it up, all ratings, sorry, to sort of rate it against these other horses.
It's an incredible race, isn't it?
Great race.
Yeah. King's Own, what do you got to add, son?
Well, it is a great race. I basically agree with everything that Fitzy's just said there. I think Barrier 1 could get sticky. This is a 14-horse field. Via Sistina is probably going to sit either third fence or fifth fence. I agree he will try and get off the fence, but there's 14 horses in this race. So that could pose a problem where Dubai Honor, who I can't believe is $6.50 could be, you know, get a sprint on Via. And the way Via Sistina has been sprinting in those small fields, the other thing I didn't really like about Via Sistina is her this prep, which she's had three runs, have all been on in small fields and they've all been off slow tempos. So I don't really it's just a price thing. That's all it is. But I'm trying to find reasons why to bet against Via Sistina, and they are there. Barrier 1 potentially can't get out, coming off slow tempos, has struggled to put Lindemann away, you know.
Big field too,
a few times this prep. What I do like about Via Sestina is this. Wallace set her for this race.
Yes.
This time in spring, same thing, 2000 to 2000. Cox Plate, we saw what she did. So she may just go to a completely new level and just blow them away. What the horses that I think can beat her, Dubai Honor, which I mentioned, Vauban as well, which Fitzy talked about, was a big, big run on that Tuesday. Sure. Didn't get a lot of room. I think, and what's interesting about Vauban, we saw Vauban start running two Melbourne Cups heavily in the market.
Yeah.
And the Sydney Cup's on. I don't know, does anyone know how much weight Vauban was going to be lumped with on the Sydney Cup?
I spoke to Adrian Bott about it and they said they don't want to put 3,200 metres in its legs twice in 1 year. They're getting it. It'll run 3,200 metres once, first Tuesday, November.
Yeah, right. So it's interesting. And the way Vauban sprinted, I think Vauban's a decent place bet from 13 down the middle of the track there.
Well, it won over 2,000 first up, didn't
it? Yeah, that's exactly right. And sprinted, amazing, exceptional sectionals. The other horse is Buckaroo, which fits Menson. That's your Caulfield Cup and your Melbourne Cup favourite, and pushed Via Sestina in the Turnbull in the spring. So there's a bit of depth to this race. That's for sure. And there will be pace in this race. I heard I'm going to go back to my car ride with the podcast. Chris Waller wasn't happy with Felicia.
Okay.
Full court. Felicia. Yeah, I think he's going to go harder in this race. Said she went a little bit too slow. So there's going to be pace, deny knowledge in the race as well. It's a great race.
I wish Pride of Jenny was in the race. That'd just finish it off nicely, but she's not.
So just to summarise everything that I've just said, I'm going to back Dubai Honor.
Okay.
So am I.
Okay. Fantastic. Let's move to race 9 and we're going to go to the Queen of the Turf for the girls in King Zone. You wanted me to show the George Ryder where we've got Fangirl. So Fangirl, of course, is in the series. She's out wide. She's about to truck into it. There's the Doncaster winner, Steffi Magnetica, getting into her work. Royal Patron is out in front. Take it away, King Zone.
Well, when I close my eyes at night when I'm lying in bed, this is the race I see, and I've seen it for the last 2 weeks. Look at Fangirl hit the line on an inside bias track, sitting three wide with no cover, going straight past. That's number 11, Steffi Magnetica, who comes out and wins a Doncaster. She's beat Steffi by two lengths there after sitting three wide. I'll say it again, three wide with no cover on an inside biased track. Have a look. Golden bullet time. Fangirl 135. Steffi 35. A tissue 58. I don't think a tissue can sprint over 1600. Steffi Magnetica came out of a very poor rating Doncaster. Steffi Magnetica has only won twice. She's only run four races in her career. Twice she's won two in a row. You know where they were?
Tell me. Orange.
Orange and Wellington.
Wow.
A maiden and a benchmark 58. So, I mean, I just don't. How can Steffi Magnetica beat Fangirl after the race that we just watched? The only danger that I see to Fangirl is a horse on the rise, Lazura.
Yes.
Who's $10 there with Ladbrokes. But what worries me about Lazura, it's a massive step up and barrier 12. So
and
where's Lazura going to get?
3-year-old up against the old horses.
Yeah.
I think that's the Quinella I'd be taking. But $2 Fangirl, back to your own sex, 1,600 metres at Randwick, tick, tick, tick. Every dollar that I put on Aliana last week, I'm going to stick on Fangirl at $2.
Is it one of the best bets you've seen in a long
time?
It's
one of the best bets I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness. Last time you said that was Imperatrix in, I think it was some down the straight at Flemington. She was Evans first up, might have been the Lightning. Anyway, we'll have to go back.
If it was 10, 15 years ago when I could get on, geez, I'd have a good crack. This could 100? Be the biggest bet I've ever had. No, a lot
more than
100,
really.
A lot more than that. I would really bet, the market doesn't allow me to bet like that anymore. But $2, I don't know. It's just all I said, I put it out on the app today. Thank you, Ladbrokes. $2. Sure. Thank you for your generosity.
It is an official Saturday.
Oh, it's official. It's official. And I've managed another way, which I'll get to in the officials, to sneak it in for a double blow.
Ooh, okay. Fizza, what can you add, mate?
It's an official Saturday set tip for me as well.
Oh, wow.
Everything King said, I won't go into it. It's a great bet this weekend. If there's a shorty I wanted to be on all day at Randwick, forget the $1.50, forget the $1.70, the other one, Treasure the Moment. You're getting evens, Fangirl. More than happy to step in. Yes, it's a bet for me. I'm not going to talk about the other horses because I'm keen on this one.
Love it. Can't see how Fangirl's $2 and Via Sestina is $1.80 or $1.90.
No, different kettle.
They've met each other twice.
Yeah.
It was that, innit? Fangirl won once and And Via won once. Anyway. Yeah,
anyway. I'm with you.
So Steffi, if you think Via was in this race, you think she'd be shorter than even?
Oh, yeah.
Via would be really short, I think.
Via would be shorter. She's always, But 2000 does suit Via better than, obviously, Fangirl. Fangirl should have won a Cox Plate too, I reckon.
Yeah,
I was on.
But that was terribly the Romantic Warrior one.
She's terribly unlucky.
Came from the back.
And the other thing, I'll stop talking about it because it's getting boring, but she's going to sit wherever she wants out of Barrier 6 as well.
I can't wait to watch the race with you in the Saturday session. Can I please get your Saturday set?
My official Saturday set? Well, I don't have to tell you about what the number one tip is, which we just talked about. And also while I'm there, let's throw in a multi. This is the first, I think, a multi for the officials. We're going to throw in one of my horses. If I could own one horse, this would be it. Autumn Glow, race 5, number 8. She's an absolute superstar on the way up. I can't wait to see what she does. $3. $3 the multi. $3.
What a big price.
Wow.
So that's okay. So we've got
that's
the multi.
My official. We've got Fangirl, yeah. then we've got the multi. Yep. This is another horse that I'm really, really confident about. This is, you spoke about Vinrock 2, and this is it. Race 4. Ooh. Number 5. Let's go to some video. We're talking about Inkaruna here, who jumps
barrier 6.
Barrier 6
next
in the blue.
The orange.
Just pause it, next to the orange pause it. So okay. Inkaruna's to the left of the orange horse there.
With the blue cap. Similar colours right next to it. It's the blue cap, this one. Away you go.
Yeah, then second in is your favourite in the blue. Just pause it again here.
So you got Tempted second widest from the left.
Tempted's going to go back, and Inkaruna's ahead of so you can see that there's about a couple of lengths there where Inkaruna showed a lot more early pace than what Tempters has. Roll the tape, Trailmill. So as you can see, Inkaruna takes up a more forward position. And what happens to Inkaruna is it gets checked at about the 800 or he's blocked.
So you can see here, number 2, way back in the field, second last basically. Tempted's off and gone and Inkaruna's into its work now.
Yeah, and Tempted wins this race and they go to the line probably about the same.
Golden Slipper went out in front, Mahuna's out in front.
That's exactly right. And the last 200's about the same here. Tempted holds Inkaruna to the line. Both Tempted and... Golden Slipper winner there, Maruna, come out and, you know, run big race in the Golden Slipper, draw on the inside. So that's the form. This is the form race for the Golden Slipper. Fast forward to Saturday, day 2 of the championships. Tempted draws barrier 12. Inkaruna draws barrier 2. So Inkaruna, you would have to say, is going to hold that position from barrier 2 and take up a much more forward position than what Tempted has, who from 12 has really no option just to go back. I think Inkaruna is going to sprint better than what Tempted... Well, not sprint better. If they sprint the same as they did there, Inkaruna's got to do no work. So pops off the fence, probably got 2 or 3 lengths. I think Inkaruna can hold Tempted. The other thing I like, which is same as Vinrock, Within the Law and Tempted have come through the Golden Slipper. That was their grand final.
Yes.
Inkaruna's having its third start, natural improvement... Natural upside, $5, an official Saturday set tip, and I'm very, very confident. So that's my third play. Let's go down south to Bendigo. Race 5, number 5, Manolo Bling, straight to the front for Preble, Tommy Preble, 51 kilos, 1,100 metres, catch me if you can. They put up $6.50 about Manolo Bling. I think it was a massive, massive price. Then we're going to race 10. Hopefully we've got plenty of cash by then.
Yep.
Number 12, Pivot City. Pivot City was one of the big runs. I put it out as a black booker horse to follow on the Monday after the Moonee Valley meeting that was completely leaderish. Pivot City was one of the only horses to make ground that day. Drawn barrier 1. Fitz is a bit against Pivot City in the fact that he thinks barrier 1 is going to get right back. But I think all horses get their chance at Bendigo. I'd probably wait on the price. It's around the 360 mark at the moment. Just see what the track's doing. If it's inside off and very leaderish, you are going to get a better price. And I would reduce my bet slightly on Pivot City, but I'm willing to take the risk and put Pivot City, just because it was such a massive run, is in as an official Saturday set tip. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays there. My confidence levels are high.
Surely 4 out of 5. You wouldn't be happy with any less than 4 out of 5, right?
5.
5? Okay. Fair enough.
Take the multi, all 5, put them in the multi.
It's actually 6 with the multi. Fizz, can I please get your official Saturday set?
Yeah, I'm going to start at Randwick with Fangirl. We've talked about it, race 9, number 1. And then I'm going to head to Randwick, race 3, number 2, Lord of Biscay. This horse is coming in off a little freshen up in a trial. where it raced against the favourite last start, where it sat three wide and was very unlucky and actually beat the favourite home. I'm flipping them. I think this thing will start favourite, J-Max on. I think it's a very good bet this weekend. And then I head to Perth for one bet. I'm Ascot Race 2, number 7, a horse called Ah Yeah Righto. This horse gets speed on in this race and is well-suited second up and has a good turn of foot, and I think it can get over the top of them late. Then we're going for one of my horses. Better do the job this time. Morpheville Race 4, number 10, Spirit of Camelot. Not sure about what happened last start. It was a little bit weird around the bend. So I'm thinking that this time in, it's the perfect draw, barrier 4. If it doesn't get the job done, it's done for life.
Got
what price is the Spirit?
Spirit has been $4 to $2.50. Mm. And I've secured good
odds.
Do you
smell a rat?
It reeks of a rat. And I'm hoping this weekend we get the cash.
Very good. We get quite a lot of – I get quite a lot of emails about potential commercial opportunities for Wolf Den. And I got this one and it kind of – interest me, and I appreciate both of you willing to be involved in it. So Mattel, the toy company...
I didn't even know that there was coming
I told you about this. You said you were happy with it. So Mattel, the toy company, approached me and said that due to the popularity of the Saturday set, would we be interested in making live-action figures of you blokes? And I agreed to do it, and we've got the final product. And the good news is you guys can all purchase them. I'll put the link to purchase them in the description. Let's bring them up now.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I've got New South Wales Origin jersey on. That's fantastic.
Here we go. So first up, we've got the Fizzer.
I've never worn sandals like that.
Looks
in
like
my
Brad
life.
Fittler.
It does look a bit like Brad Fittler. So let's talk through what you've got. When you purchase the Fizzer live action figure, you get a remote control because obviously you love your make
yeah,
goals.
Yeah.
You love your pizza shapes, so you get your pizza shapes. And of course, you get your
golf clubs.
Golf,
I love that.
Because outside
well
of bunting, you appreciate
very
golf
happy
more than anything.
With that, yep.
Let's move on to the King Zone. Firstly, you're looking very buff, mate.
Yes.
You're happy with
oh,
how
I'm
you
I'm just happy to have a Blues jersey on for once in my life.
Now, let's try and talk through. So you get your Spyrex as part of the collection.
Well, that's just a must.
That's a must. Then the next one down is, what is it, Drillman? The clipboard?
Yeah, the clipboard.
Clipboard. Yep. Now, try and guess what the one underneath the
Christmas
is.
Crackers?
No, it's shots. It's a tray of shots.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll get me pumped up. I look like I'm going to play in the second row too or at lock.
And then you got your Wolf Den shorts. You know the shorts that you never get into bars and pubs with, and you have to pay $100 to the bouncer to let you in.
That's it. Yeah.
You got your Uber Eats bag, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And then you got your golf bag sponsored by Uber Eats because it's the Masters this weekend.
Yeah, we're talking about Masters too, and I wrote down some tips. I'm bet up in the Masters. I was on Scotty Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, who Fitz likes as well, and Colin Morikawa. Those are my three tips in the Masters.
Right. That's the Masters. That's good to know. So if you want to purchase the figures, go and buy them off Mattel. You happy with yours?
I love it.
What can you add?
Freddie Fizzer.
It doesn't look anything like me other than the outfit.
Looks a little bit like
what
you.
What happened to your legs?
It's so good.
The Saturday Set Collectibles.
That's good from you, Rich.
Yeah, that
thanks.
Is good. Well
of course,
done.
I need to say
nice.
That it wasn't me.
No, it was
it was Uncle Mal and Trelmit, of course.
Well done, boys. That was very funny.
Very good.
Can I just quickly get your Masters thoughts?
Masters,
of course,
yeah.
So we're talking about the US Masters.
Okay,
this week
loving
tonight,
it.
Right?
I love the Masters. So I've decided this time in, I've laid Rory at $8.40. I think if you lay him and put up to back him at double the odds, you'll probably get matched somewhere along the line because he can have a stinker, Rory, or can
round
go,
one.
He can go down early. And but then he can fight back into it. So anyway, I'm backing DeChambeau.
Okay.
I'm having a good bet on Oberg, and I've had a few roughies. I like Sepp Straka. I backed a lot of runners because you can do it. Like there's runners at 50s that are good value.
What do you think of the fave, Scotty?
I think he's a great hope. I chopped out on him. So yeah. I don't want to lose on him. So, but because he's $5.60 or I think he's out at $6.40 actually.
Yeah.
So I chopped out on him. I thought I'll have something on him because they always love him. And if he's within three or four shots of the lead, basically for the first three rounds, he'll be still favourite. So they don't really get him out in the marketplace as much. So, yeah, I was a little bit against a couple in the market being John Rahm. When you say in
Rory.
The market, they're $19. So that's the third or fourth favourites, $19. So I wasn't particularly keen on Morikawa, although he's playing very well. Kings is on him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think that Schauffele was playing very well at this moment of time. I'm sure, but he's a big game player. So, look, mate, there's a lot of value out there for those who love their golf, and I've backed about five or six runners.
What time do you wake up each morning to watch
it? Well, tomorrow I'm flying to Gold Coast to see my dad, so I'm up at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, so I'll watch it
In the Uber.
Yeah, in the way Uber. On the way in. And hopefully Qantas has some nice Wi-Fi for me, so I'll watch it in the plane.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered with all the best racing features so you can own this autumn carnival. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolfden Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code UPTHEDEN25. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this autumn carnival.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Kingzone, you wanted to talk about accountability. We haven't put it up for a while. Let's bring it up. There it is.
There it is. Let's have a look. I'm on 12.6% profit, and Fitzy's still leading the way on 25.4% profit.
Outstanding.
But what I wanted to say is not so much to wrap ourselves how well we're doing, because anything over 10% in this game is remarkable. But what I did want to say is if you're not watching the Saturday set, you're costing yourself money because it's about the price. We sat here last time. Briasa won. It was $4.40. I didn't like it, actually. Fitz tipped it, but what he did say, and I said as well, is that Briasa's going to drift in the market. So if you're not watching the Saturday set because you don't like our tips, that's fair enough, but you still should be watching it
for the market,
for the
intel
fluctuations. You might agree with what we're saying. And if you like it, we like it, and we say it's going to get smashed in betting, chances are it's going to. If we say it's going to drift, doesn't mean it can't win, even if you know we like it or don't like it. No one's right all the time. No one's wrong all the time. But the fluctuations and getting this right price is key to winning at the punt.
And that's what we designed this show based on. I said, let's just tell everyone what we're doing for the weekend to try and help them.
Correct.
That was the basis of the show. So,
yep.
Where are we going to move to? Easter egg pot. We're doing an Easter egg pot with Ladbrokes in the mates mode. You can see Troy Little and Jason up there. I spoke to them this morning. They're going to get to work and do the form, and we'll try and turn a profit as always.
I can tell you they're two very, very good judges, and they really do their homework on the Greyhound. So you won't find two better judges on Greyhounds.
No. And $25 buy-in. Got an Easter egg meeting. Of course, it'll be a great night. There's already 8,000 in the kitty or something like that.
Okay.
Trying to hope something gets up to 20 grand or something like that.
Beautiful. Yeah,
beautiful. Be a bit of fun. We're nearly finished. A couple of mentions of content. We're doing the Saturday session on Saturday. It was great last week. We'll all get in here again. It's my favourite piece of content to make. How couldn't it be? You just sit here watching the races all day and talk to your mates. How good.
Well, Fitzy's happy because the cameras aren't on out in the trading room.
Yeah, I reckon
he's not here on Saturday, and I'm gonna bet up a bit.
But we've got Dream Team.
He pulls me back a bit, and I'm gonna really let fly.
I'm under strict instructions from the people above to pull you back a little bit. He's hard to control.
Absolutely.
Dream Team's making a guest appearance. Yeah.
Good of him to come in. Good of him to come in, isn't it, Fizz?
Yeah, he's great. Comes about time. I don't think he works here. Dream Team, he just does his thing.
He's a cruiser.
Roams the beaches.
He's a cruiser. He can find a winner,
Goes to a gym.
No one under more pressure who looks under less pressure.
We're all under pressure. Who's on? If you're a punter and you're not under pressure, you're not trying.
As Tom Brady said, what did he say? I'm 45. I've got a lot of shit going on in my life. So
if
Tom Brady's
under pressure,
what hope have we all got?
Yeah, true.
We did a great vlog with Coolmore, the Easter sales one. Incredible how much money they pay for these horses. Go check it out. I'll put the link to it in the description. It's a really nice little piece of content if you like stuff from the breeding world. And, of course, they're an incredible racing operation. Had some of the best horses of all over time.
Who's your fave up there?
What do you
think? That you saw?
Oh, so you think.
Yeah, so what you a champion think. He was.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the sales and the breeding world. It's a lot of fun. Mm. Enjoy it. I think that's about it. It's been a big show, a long show. I love to leave you with something to get you fired up. This is just a simple piece of art. And what it is a drone shot of Pride of Jenny winning the Queen Elizabeth Stakes last year. It's just music, no commentary, just Pride of Jenny and Declan Bates way out in front for a really long time. Watch it, enjoy it. Huge day on Saturday, Up the Den. Thanks for the support. See you soon.